Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Patrick Sasser, who's leading the fight against tolls in Connecticut, is on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Chaz. Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning.
So today, the governor is having a meeting with the leadership. And we found out late yesterday afternoon, the original meeting was supposed to happen at 1 o'clock at the Capitol at the governor's office.
Right. So you guys see that and say, well, we're going to be there.
We shall assemble.
Exactly. So we, you know, we start promoting the event. We've got it out on social media.
And you know they're following all of your stuff to keep tabs on you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Then the next thing you know, what happened, Pat?
Next thing you know, late afternoon yesterday, we find out they moved the meeting to 2 o'clock, and now it's at the governor's mansion.
Aha!
So obviously the governor doesn't want to get photobombed again.
Yes.
No.
So he's now come up with a new solution to now do it at his home. So
no, that's a tough one for you because we already found out through experience that you can't stand out in front of his house.
No, you can't.
Get arrested.
Well, I remember that. Was it Street Pete that was hanging out at the front? And the
No, it was a dopey intern and Entour Kenny.
Yes.
And so what did they do? They made him move off the sidewalk? Or what?
Well, they were going to arrest them.
Oh.
And then they begged and, cried.
They escorted him out.
And they were escorted to 84 and told not to return.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll see what happens today because we have people coming.
Do you plan on standing out in front of the mansion?
We're going at 1:30 today. So
bring your cameras, TV.
If anyone in the tribe is available today, join us at 1:30 in front of the governor's place. That's at 990. Prospect Avenue in Hartford.
And by the way, it's not the governor's place.
No, it's our place.
It's our place.
You're right. And this is why the meeting should be at the Capitol also. That's, you know, the house of the people there. So,
I
don't know.
I got to tell you, I got this clip from a radio interview he did, I think, Friday, where the person asked him, well, when and where's the first toll town hall meeting?
Oh.
And the answer was just, well, I've been going to colleges and speaking, and I plan on. It's like, just say you're not going to do any.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
And then not only are you not going to do any, you're going to, on Thanksgiving week when we're distracted, have a meeting, then move the meeting and change the time and try to hide this.
Sneaky.
Sneaky.
Well, I reached out to some people I know in the media yesterday as soon as we found out, and I started asking them if they were aware of this change, and they had no idea.
Right.
So they clearly were trying to avoid us, but, we're going to go anyway, and I guess we'll find out what happens.
They don't have an argument. It's so weak, they can't put it in front of everybody.
Right.
No,
this is them. This is what they do.
Yep.
And that number from the trucks has changed three times. It was 150, then it was 200. These are the same people.
Yes.
150, 200, 180.
So
it's like, well, which number is it?
Yeah.
How do you not know the numbers?
Did you guys catch on news Channel 12 over the weekend? But they had Senator Will Haskell from Wilton on, and they had Joe Scully, who's the president of the Motor Carrier Association. And Will Haskell was talking about how they're claiming 80% of the damage is done by tractor trailers.
Well, right.
Joe Scully, who's like an expert in this, you know, explained to him that that's false information, that's not true, everything else. So, you know, they're just coming up with these numbers, these narratives that are just so untrue, so outlandish, but they run on that. It's just amazing.
But it happened, you know, they tried this twice where they made up numbers and changed them and failed twice. I'm surprised that they thought a third time they could do it. You think they would have some tight numbers this time.
Third time lucky.
All right, Patrick, we're going to link up to notollct.org, and, if folks can make it to the governor's mansion, our house, today at 1:30, please do so. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. No tolls.
Good morning, world.
All right, so now we have a kind act. Remember the guy who worked at the bagel shop and the lady came in and she got something and then drove to Pennsylvania and realized that she left her key fob at the bagel shop on Long Island.
Yes, yes.
And the bagel guy took the key fob and drove it 7 hours round trip for someone. At the time, he didn't know who it was. Then when he got there to give it to her, he's like, oh, you're that regular customer.
Oh, Simon Raisin, how are you?
Right.
Yeah.
Really nice guy, Vincent Procia. And we had him on the show. And just a down-to-earth, really nice guy. And he's on the show right now. Hey.
How are you guys?
How are you? I can hear you're at work right now.
Yeah, I'm very busy.
So has your life settled back down?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Pretty good.
You've been getting weird requests from strangers because they know you're a good person who does nice acts of kindness?
Yeah, somebody wants bagels shipped to them. So I asked them, you know, I'll find out if I could do it, you know, and I don't mind shipping bagels.
Just drive it there.
So.
Guess not.
Yeah, that's funny. when we had you on, we asked you what your wife's favorite restaurant is, and you said Olive Garden.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Ashley reached out to a manager at a local Olive Garden, and we have a beautiful gift card, dinner for two at Olive Garden.
Oh, that's so nice of you guys.
Yeah.
Well, you're a nice person.
We're going to mail it out to you.
Yes. I'll drive it to you.
I definitely appreciate that. I spoke to my wife about it, and she's very happy about it.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Oh, so this isn't a surprise. You already knew.
Yes. I spoke to somebody on Thursday, Friday, about it.
Actually, Friday. No, it wasn't me.
Yep, she's confused, but nope. That's her usually. So.
I picked up the gift card yesterday, and...
Oh, you know what? Maybe someone heard you on the show and thought to do that. So lots of breadsticks for you and wifey.
Seriously.
Oh, yes. That's what I think it was.
Oh, awesome. Well, we have another card.
Came in and broke the news.
You have another card coming to you.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
See? Yeah.
Yeah, two dinners now.
And you guys are the best.
Ashley, when you reached out to this Olive Garden, what did the manager say?
Dan was very nice, the general manager Dan at the Olive Garden in Orange, and he said if it was any other radio station, he would not have done this.
Nice.
Only
yeah,
so,
he's a big fan.
Tribe member Dan.
Yes, right, tribe member
thank
Dan.
You. Olive Garden in Orange, and I just wanted to follow up with you, Vincent. Have a great Thanksgiving, brother. What do you plan to do?
Guys, I got you on speaker.
You know what? I'm going to let you go because you're doing some real work now. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving, and we got a gift on the way to you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Busy place.
Well, and he wasn't even saying, I got to go.
Yeah, no.
He's saying I need my hands.
I got to put you on speaker.
So I'm going to put you on speaker.
Right, yeah.
What a nice guy.
Very.
Oh, and that's great news that, you know, someone heard him. And said, well, I'm going to get you an Olive Garden.
You'll probably get more than that.
People are good.
Yep.
People are good, and we need to focus more on that.
Yes, we do.
So
the bastards.
I like that, there's a show report that goes out every day. And on the show report, Ashley sends, it shows who's been booked and what's coming up and what she's working on. And yesterday, she puts out, you know, under booking, you know, got Olive Garden gift card and blah, blah, blah. 5 seconds after the report goes out, you would think this guy's busy doing stuff because he runs every radio station in the company.
But
what is this gift card about?
Right. I saw that.
Like, wow, don't you have stuff to do? Like important stuff to do?
Like, the fires are put out here.
He reads those, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, really? This is the
don't you have a life? Aren't there stations that are broken?
How much coffee do you drink?
Wow. All right.
It was seconds. It was seconds.
That was like the 80th email I got from him yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, happy Thanksgiving to me.
I think.
Did you see that dog that was in the Baghdadi raid? It was injured.
Yeah.
I was at the White House yesterday.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very honored.
It's every dog's dream to drag its ass across the Oval Office.
Right? Exactly, right. In a circle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In
the circle.
In a circle.
It's a never.
It's an oval.
Yeah.
It's a never ending.
Clockwise. Right. Clockwise, just so you know. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the president did a nice presentation and had the dog there. And now animal people are starting to say, wow, you know, with all this notoriety to the breed, people are wanting these dogs, and they're a little worried about it. The publicity surrounding the Belgian Malinois led to a surge in inquiries. And this trainer, Irene, says families aren't always aware of what they're getting into.
The first question I ask is questions about the household, fencing. Do they have 6-foot fencing? Do they have other dogs in the household? Do they have children? They're very active. They're very intelligent. However, their energy level and
I like that the dogs in the background agreeing. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Children.
That's the
ask about children. Ruff. Yes.
That's the AJ dog.
I am right. Energetic.
Right.
Yes.
The dog saying right. Right. Right.
Right. That's the lady's voice is the Chaz, and that's the AJ.
Exactly.
Right.
The AJ
right.
Dog. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Intelligent. However, their energy level and their abilities surpass what most families can withstand.
That was a long way to just say, yeah, make sure you know what's involved in owning a dog, people.
Right. It's not right. For you, maybe.
Right, and what's this other clip? She worries that, like the Dalmatians, after 101 Dalmatians came out, the owners end up just letting the dogs go.
It's alarming. Inquiries have increased approximately tenfold. Malinois are ending up in shelters. People are dumping them, and there's some shelters that are euthanizing these dogs. These Malinois are magnificent creatures. Please tread with caution.
Tread with caution. Where do we find this lady? We have someone in America talk about dogs? We could have a near record travel expected for Thanksgiving. 55 million folks across the globe expected to travel this Thanksgiving. I don't know how AAA figures that out. Did they ask everybody?
Right. Survey. They call people.
Gas prices are low.
Thank God.
They're expecting some lots of traveling. What's the weather going to be like? Bruce DePriest from Channel 3 on the show. Hey.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Bruce.
So Wednesday's the big travel day, right? Tomorrow?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, here in Connecticut, we're looking fine across most of the Northeast. You know, New England, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, we're looking fine. You know, we got some rain showers in the forecast for tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. But temperatures are going to be in the 50s, so we don't have to worry about snow or icy roads or anything like that. But it's a different story off to our west. You know, we got winter storm warnings that are in effect from Colorado all the way up into Minnesota, Wisconsin. Then in California, there's winter storm warnings in effect for the Sierra Nevadas. So that's where the rough weather is going to be in terms of snow and icy roads tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll be fine, and then how about coming back on Sunday?
That's the problem. You know, going ahead to Thanksgiving, it's just going to be windy. There might be a couple of rain and snow showers, so, plan on a windy Thanksgiving. We're fine. Friday and Saturday, it's just going to be cold. But then as we go into Sunday, that's when we could be dealing with a pretty significant coastal storm. It looks like the storm is going to bring just about everything from rain, an icy mix, to snow. And if the track takes the wrong track, you know, if that storm just moves offshore a little bit and pulls in some cold air, you know, we could be in for a heavy snowfall come Sunday night and Monday morning. So, you know, Sunday, the timing, that's an issue. The precipitation could start in the morning. It could hold off until the afternoon. But anybody who's traveling home Sunday afternoon into Sunday night, they have to be wary that there's going to be some rain and icy mix and perhaps even some snow. And then the storm could have an impact on the Monday morning commute.
Okay.
That's not good.
All right. Well, I'm traveling Thursday. I'm going to, new town, then I'm traveling back. So not bad.
You should be good, yeah.
I should be good.
Right.
All
right,
yeah, you should be good. All right. I think a couple of rain and snow showers, in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. Otherwise, it's going to be a partial clearing and windy now. Hopefully the wind's gusting to 40 or 45, won't knock any power out. I mean, there is a chance for some isolated power outages. I don't expect it to be a widespread problem, but that's the main thing for Thanksgiving Day is a pretty gusty wind, and it's going to be kind of chilly with highs 45 to 50.
You're too nice, Bruce.
So no balloons in the parade, that's
Bruce,
for sure.
You need to...
That's a big issue, you know. What is it, 34-mile-an-hour wind gusts or higher? They can't float the balloons up there and you know, New York City could easily see winds gusting to 40 miles an hour.
But wouldn't that get people to watch the parade?
Really?
Balloons attacking people.
Yeah,
Empire State
That's
Building.
It's like Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
It's like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man coming down.
Right, Charlie know, Brown's dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I would watch, but I'd be very scared to.
Wear a helmet.
Bruce, you're too nice.
Come on, Bruce.
You're too nice, Bruce.
I've been accused of that now and then.
Do you ever get mad? Do you ever, like, you know, have road rage?
Road? Well, yeah. You know, it seems... I don't know if I call it road rage or not, but yeah, I do get mad on the road now and then. And sometimes
even his
there's
answer was nice.
To get mad.
Even his answer is nice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think he'd be like, oh, shucks, that guy cut me off.
Oh, gosh darn it,
he
damn
must
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time. My wife would be a little bit more harsh on me than I am. She would say, yeah, you have road rage, all right.
I can tell.
But have you ever noticed that nice people turn into nasty people when they get in the car sometimes?
Yes.
Oh, really? Are you that person?
Well, I have to admit, yes, sometimes.
Wow.
I'd like to see. Can you record that for me?
Forecast of doom for you, pal.
I promise I won't play it.
I'm forecasting a butt kicking. I have a strong front of my fist.
I predict the black eyes in your future.
Right. Strong front of my fist in your face.
I have noticed people running more red lights lately.
To get away from you.
I don't know what it is.
You are the Mr. Rogers of Connecticut
yes,
weather.
You
oh,
are.
Yes.
My God.
Did you change a sweater?
Oh, gosh.
I love you, man.
He's awesome.
Really, you're just too nice. So you wouldn't be able to hang out with us. You'd be picking up all kinds of bad habits.
Oh, God. Well, I'd probably need a few anyway.
He's so nice. Every
weather report he sends in the afternoon email, he says, have a nice evening despite the weather, or have yourself a great day. He always has something nice to say.
I know.
I just want to hug him.
You always respond nicely.
Yeah, I just want to hug him.
And I always have to answer. I'm like, okay, you too. Thanks, Bruce, you know.
I know. You do all the time. It's so nice.
When he's back on vacation, welcome back, Bruce. Yeah.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to put him in a car with three other really nice people.
Okay.
And then have him drive across country and see which one pops first.
Nice. An experiment.
Oh.
Right.
I might be the first one.
I don't think so.
Right. Oh, no.
Bruce pops a cork.
God damn it! It's Mr. DePriest's neighborhood.
Exactly right. Can you say cold front? I knew you could. Oh, looks like there's
I gotta come on this show more often.
There's a cumulus cloud above us. It's a happy cloud over here.
That's Bob Ross.
Oh, looks like there's a great cloud coming in now. It's very, very, very unpleasant. Oh, it's raining. It's raining men.
You know what would be a good? It'd be a good cop show. Scott Haney and Bruce DePriest.
Nice.
It's good cop, bad cop.
Exactly.
Not that Scott Haney's bad, but he's edgy.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Right.
You know. I'll tell you what, a lot of the jokes he tells on TV, he gets from me. He's just more willing to tell them.
Oh, see that? Bruce feeds it to him. Here, use this one.
The last person you'd expect sitting in HR, Bruce DePriest.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
What did you do? I snapped a cookie.
All right, Bruce. Have a nice day.
I don't know. I've been around 41 years, and I haven't been taking it to HR yet. But
Have you been at Channel 3 41 years?
Well, you know, when you take into account the Travelers Weather Service, which is a long time ago.
Yeah.
I started with them in 1978. Charlie Bagley and Company. Hilton Cattley.
Yeah,
I've been associated with Channel 3 one way or another since 1978.
Damn. Wow. That's a gold watch right there.
It's been a long time.
Wow.
So, you know, of course, there's a lot of concerns with the upcoming holiday. And, you know, we got new information that comes in all the time. I'm at home right now. I'm not at work. This is early for me, having worked, until about 11:40 last night.
Right.
But, when I get into work this afternoon, I got new information to look at and more information for the 11. So if anybody's really concerned about travel tomorrow, watch me at 11 tonight and I'll have the very latest for you.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome, guys. Chaz and AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving, brother.
All right. You too. Right. Safe travel.
You too. Thanks so much.
Sing it, Bruce.
Whatever.
Play the bass, Bruce.
Yes. And the piano. It's amazing. Wow, it's really good.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
He would drive me crazy.
Really?
Yes, it's too nice.
Oh. So I always feel compelled to answer him because he's always like, have a nice evening. But I'm like someone's got to answer him.
Uh-oh. I mean that in a nice way.
Yes.
I mean it because he's so great and I'm, you know, so not great.
Now, there's a buddy cop movie right there. You and him.
That's right. Me and him.
Right.
Right.
Film that one.
We'd be two cops.
You would.
Oh, we should help that old lady across the street. She's jaywalking.
Exactly.
Got to give her a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, very nice guy.
What a pleasant person to talk to.
He's so pleasant.
Yeah. This early in the morning, he's been up all night.
You kind of want to see him have a freak out.
Maybe.
Yeah, kick a trash can. Right.
Gosh darn
it. Trip over a heater coming out of a box.
Exactly.
Like something.
Hey, wait a minute.
I see what you did there.
Testing gravity.
Do you have any AJ freakouts? How about that angry montage?
You've got a whole list. You got a whole file. You have a 2017 and 2018 and 2019.
All right. We should have played him this. Like, Bruce, we want you to do more of this around Channel 3. Oh.
This. If I have to recut the spot because of you, Phil, I'm going to knife you. Okay, people? Get a friggin' life. Everybody's like, well, I got nothing better to do with my life, so I'm just going to hassle the guy on the radio. Who gives a rat's ass? I don't care. You act, I'm not going to smack you. Oh, sorry. This is Donkey Kong.
Look at what I have to deal with in this town. Look at this stupid over here, okay? This is the I have to put up with in this town. Unreal.
No, you know what we should do at the toy drive? We should have Bruce the Priest do a dramatic reading of your anger montage.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my God.
I love it, yes.
I don't think he'd do it.
No, he wouldn't.
This is why people
suck. Everybody out there sucks. The world sucks. Okay? And I don't care who you vote for, they're going to suck, too.
The chicken dance playing while you're having that freak out to me is the best.
It's epic, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right out the window.
Get out of here!
Oh, and he threw the bell.
I needed to hear that to balance out Bruce.
See?
Too nice.
I'm going to do it. She just slapped the crap out of him. Everybody else in the world freaking laughed. Yeah, I'm going to give you a D-E-N-T in your forehead. Get him the hell out. Pay attention next time. Don't sit there and go, oh, I just don't put the pay attention, idiots. You deserve it. Tough taillight.
Oh, that's nice.
I have getting angry to an art form. Yeah.
Get off the phone, moron!
What is a ringtone?
You know what I should have done is I should have had a bunch of angry clips from you and I should have randomly played them to Bruce and he would think that you're yelling at him.
Exactly.
Just to see how he would have. Yeah.
Probably would have made him cry.
History happened. You know what? Shut up.
My mom says I'm unique.
All right, Bruce the Priest, Channel 3. Nice guy.
Thank you. Good guy.
I wasn't talking to you.
No, I'm saying thank you to him.
Oh, thank you to him.
Good guy. Thank you.
Yeah, no, not you.
No, not me. I know that.
Did you see that copy of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker script briefly appeared on eBay?
Yeah.
I'm going to play two clips, then I'll talk about my take on this. This is director J.J. Abrams.
The security is insane. I mean, the company, they were really nervous about anything getting out. They had only a handful of scripts, and they were printed on crazy, uncopyable paper. And then one of our actors, and I'm not going to say which one. I want to, but I won't, left it under their bed, and it was found by someone who was cleaning their place. And it was given to someone else, who then went to sell it on eBay.
Oops.
Okay, then luckily the script was spotted and returned.
Someone at the company said, you know, there's a script. It looks like it's a legit script. It's for sale on eBay.
So you bought it.
And they got it back before it sold. So with all the security, you got to be careful.
I don't believe it.
No?
No. I believe this is a marketing firm's brilliant idea as to how to get people talking about the movie.
Hype it up.
Right? Because what can they possibly say about the movie that would say, oh, we haven't seen that in a Star Wars movie before?
Ever, no.
Right. They've done, you know, we've seen it all. They've made the same movie like four or five times.
Over and over again.
Good. Yes. So they have to do this stuff.
Right.
Mm. Right.
thievery.
Anybody else see that and think, oh, yeah, okay, right. The script. Ooh, the secret script. Almost got out.
I'm naive. I just go along with it. I'm like, really? Oh, it was a close call.
Yeah, see, I'm... Toy Drive happening Friday, December 6th at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven.
Oh.
And we're hoping you stop by and bring some toys
for the
kitties. And if you're wondering, where do those toys go and what do kids get those toys? Valerie McKinney, president and organizer of Right Way for Kids in New Haven, is on the show now. Tell me about the kids that are going to get these toys from Right Way.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
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 Everyone is welcome to a toy. Right Way for Kids organization that I started 18 years ago with the help of Brian Anderson and Miss Mayola Reddick. And after they got me on the pad of how to run an organization, I met Sam Tillery.
Sam Tillery.
And Drew. And since, I mean, we have just evolved. It's just fantastic. And
so you started this year, you started this yourself.
All children, grandparents raising children, which is a lot of that going on
now.
There's
a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And teens that, you know, some they're in trouble, and we try to prevent that in teen pregnancy. And we try to help the parents to help the children. We also offer a program where if their child is in a local school, all they have to do is call over to Comcast, and they can take a computer class for 2 weeks, and they will receive a free computer for Whoa. Their home, as long as they have a child in school.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. And then the best thing is I have WPLR.
Thank you.
That has been looking out for us. I think we started as Fort Haven, and now we're at Jordan's. You guys have been great. Ashley, Jeff, AJ, Pam, and my dear Drew, I'm telling you all have been so good to us.
Thank
but
you.
Right this year, our
it's our honor to help you.
Yes, thank
took
you.
Ill, so he can no longer assist us. He was a volunteer, but he'd always drive his truck to help us. So right now we're reaching out. We really need help to pick up our toys and, you know, put them in place to set up for, you know, delivery. All they have to do is if you can help us, you can call me at 475-227-2944.
Okay.
And
so you need help
you
getting
can, contact the radio station. They would be glad to give you my information.
Okay.
But
right.
We are really in need of help because we really intend to run our feet off on the 6th of December there at Jordan's. And wow. Everyone should come out and have a good time. And if you can help us, donate us a truck or transportation. I greatly need it.
All right. Hold on one second, Valerie. She's the best, by the way.
Yeah, she is.
This is beyond being a good citizen.
No.
This is a person who, if we had more people like her, this world would need nothing.
Absolutely. Nice lady. Very nice lady.
Well, thanks, AJ. I didn't recognize that.
I thought I'd point
thanks
out to you
for
in case.
Adding that
just,
in.
Just in case. I'm doing color here.
All right. Bill from AMR Ambulance in the New Haven area. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Chaz. How you doing?
Good. Are you calling in response to Valerie's request for help transporting toys?
Yeah, I was just listening to her on the air, and it sounds like a great organization, great cause. So AMR New Haven, love to donate some of our ambulance and chair car vans to help her get her toys to where they're needed.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
How many ambulances do you oversee?
Over in New Haven, we have 50 ambulances there.
Oh, 50. Wow. Holy cow.
Do you put the sirens on when you move the toys? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
All right, hold on one second. Do you put the sirens on when you move the toys?
Exactly,
Isn't
right.
Is there some law against that?
No, of course not. It's Christmas.
Valerie.
Yes.
We have someone who's going to...
Yes, and we are very grateful. Thank thank you, Mr. Bill and AMR and
Mr. Bill.
You are the greatest.
Hey, Bill, you're on with Valerie. Valerie, you're on with Bill.
Yeah, hey, I got a little relief now. Okay.
Yeah, Valerie, we'll meet you that day, and we'll help you get the toys. We'll load them up into the ambulances and bring them to where you need them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you ever so much, sir, and I look forward to meeting you.
You're so welcome. Likewise.
All right, Bill, we're going to grab your number. Valerie will get you that info. Thank you, Valerie. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Is the carol that you sing right within your heart? Oh, we have to get Valerie on the air.
Yes, we do. Like
Christmas. Christmas miracle. What a great lady.
Very.
And thank you, Bill, AMR.
Good dude.
Carrie from Southampton.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have to comment about this whole turkey thing. Whether you guys wash your turkey or not, it's still going to touch the surfaces all over your kitchen. And just bleach water.
Bleach water
your kitchen. Yeah. My husband fries our turkey. And I literally follow him around the kitchen with bleach water.
See that?
Because the salmonella and everything, I'm cuckoo about salmonella, and I literally follow my husband
smell.
Around with bleach water.
That's a strong smell in
it
the
really
kitchen.
Is. Like you're blessing the place. Yep.
I'll make something on the island, and then I'll go over on the eat on the counter, and Jennifer will come out with the Windex. And just overspray the thing to where it's in the air.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, I'm eating Windex now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just spray me in the mouth with Windex.
I'm dying over here.
Yep. Does it have to be cleaned right now and with that much Windex?
Yeah, she's fastidious.
I'm going to look that up.
The bleach will kill any bacteria left behind by the bird.
Gotcha.
No, you're right.
But you have to have the right balance of water to bleach. You can't just add a cup of
one
bleach.
One cap
to
of bleach to a gallon of water.
That's right.
Oh, my God. She's bleach. A bleach mixologist.
Look at this.
If you don't like bleach, vinegar works well as well, according to the internet.
Like a salad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different smell, though.
I would trust bleach.
Ooh, I can tell Carrie does not
look
like
at
vinegar.
That. See that? She says, ha-ha, Phil, ha-ha.
All right, so he deep fries the turkey or fries it in a pan?
No, he deep fries it in a big giant pot.
Right.
Can't have any water on that turkey before that goes
and
in.
And that turkey can't be frozen or no. It'll explode.
Kaboom.
No, we usually get a fresh turkey.
Oh.
Wow.
See, now I'm jealous.
They're so much better.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Deep-fried turkey's the bomb, man.
You know, they're all kind of partially frozen. Even the fresh turkeys, they put a really hard frost on them, so they're kind of still frozen when you get them.
Really?
Yeah, even at Gazi's, if you notice, most of their turkeys come from down south, and the turkeys will have a hard feel to them.
No, really?
Because you kind of have to set them up and freeze them partially.
So those Gazi turkeys that people rave about.
Then how good. Is that fresh?
Well, because I think if you freeze below a certain temperature, it's rock hard frozen. These are so if you go to the grocery store and you buy chicken breast that came out of their refrigeration, it's almost partially frozen.
Carrie, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk to you.
Yes.
Hey, I have an adventure here from Averna. An Averna adventure.
Uh-oh.
We heard this over dinner Saturday night.
What is that?
I'm talking about the parking lot.
I hear hesitation.
You know, Chad,
good story.
We have to figure out like where
code our, for stories.
Yeah, like where okay. our friendship begins and where it ends.
Oh, you guys,
it's about to end.
Oh, gotcha. That good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, so you know, I always tease my friends, and I always say, you know, I stand for the good of all people because I'm highly opinionated, and if I see somebody doing something stupid, I don't have a problem catching them on it.
Right.
So I was at the beach with my mom.
Who's?
91.
Okay.
And we just lost my dad. So I try to get her out of the house.
Sorry, man.
It's a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're having a moment with your mom at the beach.
Watching the birds and the, you know, and so so this guy pulls up with a red Jeep and he's smoking a cigarette. And I just had this feeling that something was going to happen. And he did. He flicked it out of the, now he's sitting there watching the beautiful, you know, seascape, and he's throwing his cigarette. So I think to myself, this this guy, I have to straighten things out here.
Time for a chef over. Yes.
I said to him, I drove around. My mother's in the car, and
most people would just silently think to themselves, jerk.
Exactly.
Right. I guess, but Brian's... Hey, I said, hey, I couldn't help but notice you, you threw a cigarette out. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I also noticed that you're spending time watching the sea and enjoying the beauty of nature. You know, don't you think it's a little weird that you're now polluting the earth? And he said, no. And I said, well, how would you like it if I took that burning cigarette and threw it inside your Jeep?
Wow. See, a helpful hint.
Your 92-year-old mother enjoying the ocean.
Well, at this
and
point,
the next thing, it's a fight.
At this point, she didn't hear it. She saw it, but she didn't hear it.
Right. Okay.
And I was respectful. I wasn't, like calling him any names. And
right.
So he said, how would you like it if I went back and if I went into the trunk, got my Glock and shot you to death?
Ah. My God.
See?
Well, right. So that's a little hardcore, right?
Nicotine fit, huh?
So well, I said,
there, the cigarette's fine.
Yeah,
just leave the cigarette.
Do you
right
have a smoke?
Right. Yeah.
So I said, well, this is all on video, and I'm as I drive off, I'm going to take a picture of your license plate, and probably
how was it all on video? Were you just psyching
bluffing?
Out?
Yeah, gotcha. I always do that when I'm driving and somebody's crazy. I always hold my phone up because I'm insane.
Right. Okay.
So so we pull away, and my mother doesn't say anything for like a mile, and then she just said out of the blue, "Turn around." I said, "What do you mean turn around?" She goes, "Go back." I said, what are you talking about? She goes, I want to tell him that he has no, how dare he talk to you? I want to tell him that his mother did a very bad job raising him.
Oh, boy.
Right. So I luckily drove
I think his mom's in trouble with the clock.
But people shouldn't be throwing cigarettes is the bottom line.
No, you're right.
Right.
The
disgusting.
World is not your ashtray.
A seagull could pick it up and start smoking.
So was I wrong, though? I was polite.
It was seagull with a smoking habit.
Until I said, can I throw it in your car? Maybe there I crossed the line.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. Damaging property. Yeah. Right. I'm guessing that's what went wrong. Yeah.
He didn't like that.
Looking
no.
Back, yeah.
No. He won that one.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Ultimately.
I guess he did. But he lost. He smokes. So there you go.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, so Brian will be there when he's on oxygen.
You'll get him back 20 years from now, man.
See?
It's all you.
All right. Well, we will see you at the toy drive on
the
6th.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Brian's been counting. He's been our official toy counter every year except for 1 year.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened that 1 year? You
prison?
I had just started a new job.
In Texas or whatever?
And you changed the date.
Oh.
Right.
It was
right.
Like, you fix, you, yeah.
I changed the start date to go to the toy drive, and then
we changed.
You guys had some stuff, so,
right.
Yeah. So, I felt bad missing it.
All right, so it's basically every year.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, 16 or 17 years,
yes.
I think.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
can't
thank
wait.
You. Yeah, and we'll see you then. And then you're working on the song about the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do we know about Ashley? Did we add anything about Ashley?
Mm.
She says like a lot.
Yeah,
she does.
Like.
She
like,
does.
I never realized that.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, a lot of likes.
Bad habit.
Like.
That was at a 12-second span. That was one sentence.
But I was angry at that point.
It's like a Facebook post.
And couldn't swear.
Yes.
I can work with that, Jess.
Really?
Brian, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks.
Tell your mom we said hi.
Yeah, thank please. You.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.